part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Live from New York, it is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night, 9 to 11. Thank you for making us your choice. Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
That would be me.
Eating pizza, donuts.
I'm not eating pizza. Oh, the camera's on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, can I?
What
can
is
I,
that?
Wait.
Is that
can I make
fudge
a comment on this?
And
because honestly,
Starbucks?
All this junk food smells like my son's dirty socks. And I've had a hard time.
That's Danny Johnson,
by the way. I'm so sorry. I was here going, oh, my gosh, I smell my 15-year-old son's dirty
cool.
socks.
Well, we just wanted you to feel right at home here, Danny.
And by the way, he's a sapphire like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right on.
You're putting this in your mouth.
And he's the skateboarder.
Well, he's one of them. I have three skateboarders.
Right. Well, I'm 46, and I refuse to stop skateboarding.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know.
You got to come to San Antonio and board with my son.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm stoked.
Didn't you do a little boarding in Chicago? Or did you not have a board with you? I guess you didn't have a board with you. But you talked about boarding.
I might have had a longboard with me.
In Chicago?
I'm not going to do what her kids are doing. Kidding me? They're doing rail slides and ollies, and they're doing all the...
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's insane.
You're a little
you got to see Cabe's videos on Facebook.
Okay.
He's nuts.
Wait till
I get all the alerts, and I watch him. I'm like, you know, okay. Praying for him.
Yeah, exactly.
pray for mama.
You are a good mama. I was about to say, she is a good mama, because I would be judged.
Three times.
So, practical question before we start taking calls on the issue that we were doing. Hannah... help me, Hannah Keeley, the host of Hannah Help Me, is also with us. That other voice was Danny Johnson. She's on a lot of these same stations. But Hannah is on YouTube television. You may not know who she is, but she moves into the life of a mom for a couple of days and helps solve some significant problems and gets them on a better kind of managed but freeing lifestyle so that they can be who they need to be and have success with their kids at the same time. It's a really great broadcast, by the way, Hannah, and we're honored to be associated with you through Extreme Media.
Oh, I'm honored.
Amen.
Thank
but
you.
I was listening to this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Danny's got a skateboarder. Steven never grows up.
right here. Right.
Amen.
Here for the sapphire. Yeah.
I have
what I'm talking about.
I have a wife who is what Danny would call an emerald pearl. And she's very, you know, put together, but she's also very careful. How can I convince her that I should let my boys play football? Because she's all like already like nixing it, and I want to know the magic combination to brainwash her into saying yes. And
oh.
Yes,
yeah, that's what Hannah does. She brainwashes people.
To brainwash her?
Yeah, I want to like. Alakazam! And like,
okay, sorry.
I'll hold him down, you strangle him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to
But they're
happen.
My sons. What well, can I
oh,
have
no,
a
no,
say?
Oh, no, no, no.
They're
that
my
wrong
dude,
mentality.
Can I have
you're about to get
they
what?
Got your sons.
I get some
you
say in it.
You did not push those babies out.
I get some say in it, don't I?
Yes.
It's not, this is my say, this is your say. That's going nowhere. Absolutely.
But they should play football.
Okay, according to you, you need to step into her shoes and understand where she's
She wants them
from.
To play
you
like
want,
tennis.
Ew.
Yeah, okay,
ew,
okay,
ew,
yeah, yeah.
Basket.
Yeah, there we go.
They dress much better, right?
They're cuter.
But no, seriously, you need to warm her up to the idea. Let them start out. I mean, they're little. They're little.
They're
right.
babies.
Like,
right.
like, of course.
One
if
of them
I was
can already
my
say hi.
Little baby, I wouldn't be thinking football.
One of them can already say hi.
You're
so.
Brainwashing your son. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm discovering.
You're undermining.
I'm discovering
you're undermining. What were we talking about?
Talent.
Programming?
Danny, let me tell you right now. There is no undermining. There's no minding
you had
anything.
Daughters.
No, but his wife.
Which
I'll tell you about
here.
His wife.
I know.
Okay.
I know. The beautiful,
okay.
precious
fear. Me. Fear. Is wisdom okay? Homie scared is girl. Okay,
so you're telling me there's nothing I can do to just make her like change her mind and let them play football.
Trust in the Lord. That's what
yes.
you can do, son.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming from the man that had daughters.
Yes.
Hey, tell you, I can speak to this because a mom. I have five children, yep. Three sons.
Your skateboard.
Mine do a lot of crazy stuff. Hello, have you seen my husband?
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
Hans
he doesn't
is,
look crazy or anything, if that's what you're saying.
But Hans is Mr. Purse the Envelope, always has been.
Right.
So.
And he looks like he can handle himself.
If you try.
But I have all these people around me that are like that. Steven, like he wants to take, I'm not asking the lovely bride if I can take him parachuting. I just want to
First
let him
of all,
play a
your
football.
Kids may not want to play football, so just chill for a while and wait till you see what their natural.
Hold on a second. How old's your first son?
My first son? He's 19.
No. The two you have now.
I have a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old.
So, Kev, I love you, babe. Okay.
You know it's going to be bad to start with I love
Kev,
you, babe.
Your son is 2.
Yeah, but he likes football.
Relax.
No, he just mirrors what
with
he likes.
With starting the conversation with your wife about when he can start playing football. Okay. He's 2.
We watched the Army-Navy game today.
Okay. All right.
My 2-year-old was go Navy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Uncle Jason's in the F-18 and flying over.
What are you going to do when he grows up and joins the Army? Then what are you going to do?
No. This family,
he's gnarly.
There's only one branch of service in this
Lord,
family.
Lord, yeah. Have mercy.
And they did win for the 11th year in a row today, by the way. Go Navy, beat Army.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So what were we talking about? Oh, the rich thing.
Yeah,
cartoon.
That's an important conversation. Yeah.
Well, actually, we got some people that want to talk about it. Okay, let's go to, and you guys don't have earphones, so maybe share with Danny, and if we need to repeat, we'll do whatever. Let's go to Kevin in Fairbanks. Line 2 has been on hold the longest. Kevin, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. Line 2, Kevin, are you there? Not there? Let's try line 1, Scott in Fairbanks. Okay, are they unmuted, Dave? Is the channel unmuted? All right. Ivan's on his way. We're having some technical difficulties.
It's been the night of technical
If you could, friends, if you could see, I mean, yeah, it's kind of weird when Stephen and I are here and I get upset because, you know, he's like the rabbit trip. We have 59 people in a room built for 3, and it's just been nuts all night long tonight. So
second up.
We're not getting phones. No?
We'll get them.
We're getting phones.
Ivan's here. Never fear.
Okay. Okay, who are we trying? Line 2?
Wolfpack leader.
There we go.
Is Kevin there? Line 2? Line 2, are you there?
Hi.
Line 1. Line 1, Scott from Fairbanks, are you there?
Hi.
Someone's saying hi. I heard the hi.
Don't let the wolfpack down.
Okay. I don't think that's an actual call. So you can kill him now, Dave.
Not literally.
That's a
careful, radio term.
Yeah.
We were just talking about football. No, we really need to have this discussion about the rich.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up really poor.
Right.
And I grew up in a home where, you know, my parents were welfare recipients, and they played the system out. They lived off the system forever, drug addicts, all of it. And I got the programming from them about how to think about the rich. Mm-hmm. And they did. They would say things like, you can't trust those people. You know, they're only out for themselves. You know, a bunch of greedy blanks. I heard all that programming,
well,
and I grew up feeling that way about the rich.
For the first time in American history, the president got elected with fewer votes than the last election, almost nearly 9 million votes fewer, and
wow.
Nobody's ever been reelected as a president with less votes than they had before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the political analysts are saying, in June, July, August, when the Obama campaign was running these ads constantly talking about Romney's wealth and how he couldn't relate to young people and how terrible it was that he was so wealthy and everything else. They actually attribute the depressed turnout to that the masses in America were impacted by that message that the rich people don't care, and if this is the guy that's running, he's not a choice, even though the economy's bad, and it didn't go that way.
It's always easier to get angry when you see someone who's got what you want than it is to actually do something about it. And I was in that same boat. Like you.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't have a pot to tinkle in. Yeah. And it was like, well, you know, where's my share?
Yeah.
And I had to reprogram the whole way I thought.
But that's not how America was formed.
Absolutely
we crossed
not,
wilderness and covered wagons and built log houses and then grew farms and did all the rest of this stuff because it was Because we knew that the pioneering spirit had to be accomplished in order for dreams to be achieved. I mean, that's the history of the country.
Right.
How did we become what we are now?
That was a long time ago, Kevin. Well, okay. That was a long, long time ago.
And that goes back to what we were talking earlier about the desperation of the 1930s.
Right.
And today. What you consider desperate today is I can't pay my cable bill.
Exactly. Or my cell phone bill. Or my fourth grader's cell phone bill.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I have friends who work in soup kitchens every week, and they see people pulling out their cell phones.
Yeah,
they're coming in for a meal.
It's ridiculous.
Our values are distorted and perverted, and it's.
So I think there's a lot of proof that the wealthy are actually the ones that we need to have more of in order for society to begin to heal. I would be interested in knowing all of your perspectives on that when we come back,
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373 and press 2. Cleancreditbiz.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require. And are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Thank you.
McCullough live from New York City every Saturday night, 9 to 11. And glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, my name. And tonight we've invited in studio with us two of our very good friends, Hannah Keeley from the Hannah Help Me television show, Tuesday nights at, well, it starts around 6 Eastern and goes till about 10.
Yeah, back to back.
They just roll several episodes in a row. And from what I've been told, extremely popular on the network. A lot of moms are receiving help and responding to what Hannah's doing. And then the other voice that you hear, if you listen to a lot of these same stations on Sunday nights in this same time slot, 9 to 11, you will recognize the voice and the name of Danny Johnson. But if you don't get Danny Johnson's show on in your market and you like the stuff she's talking about tonight, you should reach out to the station and say, hey, put Danny on Sunday nights. And yes. If you want more information about how you can do that, you can actually go to DannyRadio.com, and all the information is there. And ladies, first of all, thanks to both of you for coming all the way to New York.
Yeah,
it's an honor to have you. It's a great time of year to be here, too. Danny, we were talking about the rich and how the masses view wealth and wealth creation, and you were talking about your own background and the household you grew up in.
Yep. Well, I was really programmed by my family to believe that the rich were people you cannot trust, that the rich are people who are totally selfish and greedy and, you know, just people you should not trust, just bottom line. And what's so interesting is that when I was 19, I got introduced to a completely different community of people. They dressed different. They sounded different. Obviously, they weren't drug users like my family was. There was an appearance of violent abuse like the house that I grew up in. But I heard one statement that really shifted everything in my mind, and it has kept me shifted. It's been 24 years since I heard the statement.
Just this one statement.
This one statement. And it was this: to learn from successful people. If you want to become successful, then learn from successful people. Find someone who has what you want and learn from those people so that you can become as successful as them. And I'm telling you, for 24 years, I have studied successful people, whether it is people have been married for 50 years and they're still chasing each other around the house. I don't think I could say this on
warm
your show.
For their form.
Okay.
With an affectionate.
In their birthday suit.
Yes.
You know, that is a successful marriage. I want that marriage. People who've raised amazing kids, I want to learn from those people. People who are successful in business, I want to learn from those people. Millionaires, I want to learn from those people. Good investors.
Right.
Whatever it is. I mean, even Olympic athletes, there's something you can draw from the way that they think and how they go about training and their strategies and the certain skills that they've developed and the hardships that they've gone through. So I've studied success for 24 years, and it didn't take me very long to become a millionaire by no longer judging the rich from the poverty mentality of you can't trust them, they're all greedy suckers. I have found the opposite. They're givers. They're givers.
Yeah.
Far more than people I've gone to church with for two decades.
Hmm.
Far more. Give. And honestly, that's where I learned it from. I didn't learn my habits of giving or raising money from any church.
Right.
Right.
It's been from other successful millionaires who are avid givers.
Well, and now you're even replicating that same cycle back because your life is spent giving that information and knowledge to those that are seeking it to help them do the same.
Developing
thing.
Skills in people, showing them step by step how to do that, and teaching them how to give. Kevin, you know what happened with the cheesecake.
Yeah, for people that are just joining us, Danny does a series of events. Some are called First Steps to Success. That's kind of the entry level.
Yep.
And when you've been through one of those successfully, you can then go to an event called Creating a Dynasty, and that's like a leadership training.
Advanced, hardcore,
type of stuff.
Crazy stuff.
It's really intense. But you just had one of these, and your staff came to you and said, hey, we think, because we're all involved in these efforts to help people, and you have this heart for this children's home in Belize that you've been involved with for a long time, and you made 24 slices of cheesecake total?
Yeah, I had one for me, so 23 that were available for a raffle. Hey, I made the thing! Come on now. I only make the cake once a year, and so they bamboozled me into making another one.
Here's
my slice. Hey, buddy, sorry. Anyway, you should have been with us in St. Louis. That's when you got your slice. But anyway, Kevin, I'm telling you, I mean, they came to me and said, Danny, if only half of the crowd gets one raffle ticket, we'll raise $8,000 for two cheesecakes. And
right.
I just said, all right, I'll make the two cheesecakes. Literally made it, jumped on the plane, went to St. Louis, and we raised...
You hand-delivered cheesecake.
We hand-delivered cheesecake, Texas. Ran this raffle, and people went crazy. And I was so blown away because these are people I've worked with for a long time. People have learned to become givers and have made more money. Our clients made so much more money in 2012 while others were starving. These clients used their skills to increase their income. $114,000 was raised in 40 minutes. Were for just, two cheesecakes for these orphans.
Were you blown away?
I was in tears. On the first day, we had heard we had $3,300 worth of tickets, and I was bawling. Bawling. This is the seminar had to be started.
$3,300.
Yeah. I was bawling. Then Jen brought me this note lunchtime on Friday saying, we've got $20,000. I fell to the floor crying.
Wow.
Lord so God, beautiful. Are you serious? This is blowing my mind. And then she says, I'm going to tell you what my goal is when I'm praying for. She was praying for $50,000. I said, don't even say that. That's ridiculous, Jen. Come on, these are cheesecakes. Give me a break. I mean, my cheesecake's good, but come on, $50,000? Get your head out of the clouds. I was so small thinking. And we rented up $114,000. These precious clients are amazing people.
So incredible. Yeah.
And if you want to plug in more to Danny, and that's one of the reasons why we've got her on the show tonight, is so that you can be exposed to her. If you've never heard any of the stuff that she's done, check it out, DannyJohnson.com. That's one N and an I, Johnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. And tomorrow night she'll be right here in the studios at Extreme Media doing her nationally syndicated broadcast. And very, very soon, coming before the end of the year to the market of Atlanta. So those of you in Atlanta, be ready for that. She's gonna set your city on fire. Not literally.
Not I hope literally. You get out of debt, though.
Let's take another call. We got Kevin in Fairbanks, Alaska. Let's try Kevin in Fairbanks, Alaska. Listening to one of our great stations up there, AM 660. It's a flamethrower. Hey, right? Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good, by golly, when we made it through this time.
Yeah, you did well. What's your comment?
My comment is that the issue of the homeless and the orphans and everything, this is a very serious issue, and I agree with everybody, and I also agree that wealthy people are generous, but they need means to get what they want out of it, which is recognition or credit, which is a rightful thing. They're giving something of value away. And they want the recognition through tax.
No, Kevin, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I don't think wealthy people give generously because they get recognition from it.
Oh. Can I jump on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've given
Kevin,
it
hold
secret.
On, hold on.
Oh, yeah. We've given it a secret for two decades. It wasn't until Secret Millionaire had come to us, and we told them no four times because we've always given in secret. We're multimillionaires. The people who receive from us still to this day do not know that it is coming from us. And for all of this time, millions of dollars that we've given, no one knew that we did it until we started teaching people how to give.
Kevin, hold on. I want to get to the other half of your comment when we come back from this break. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo.
She's Danny Johnson. That's Hannah Keeley. I'm Kevin McCullough. And we're live in New York, and we're glad you're here every Saturday night, 9 to 11. And again, if you don't have Danny's radio show, some of these same stations tomorrow night, 9 to 11. And if you don't hear her, get her on the air. DannyRadio.com is how you can do that. And Hannah Keeley's television show, Hannah Help Me, Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern to 10, roughly, every Tuesday night. Check that out as well. Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough live from New York next.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus is coming.
We've been having an interesting conversation with two of our colleagues. You can fade the music now, Mr. Engineer. Thank you. That's awesome. We're having an interesting conversation with Danny Johnson of DannyJohnson.com and Hannah Keeley of HannahKeeley.com. Hannah, help me television on Tuesday nights on U2 television. Check your local listings. In fact, if you're a Verizon Fios customer, you might want to reach out to Verizon and tell them don't cancel the U2 channel. I need Hannah. Every Tuesday she helps me as a mom. I got to have Hannah. Don't cancel my U2.
Mama's need.
In fact, if you could do that, that would be great. It'd be a great help. And Danny is heard on many of these same stations on Sunday nights, this same time slot, 9 to 11 Eastern. And some of you get it a little bit different time, but she's here in a regular voice, and she's also been on Fox and Friends and Oprah and so forth. And sometime you and I need to like debrief about the Oprah experience, because
I don't think you want to do that.
No, I well.
Oh, not on the air.
The one,
like,
yes,
privately,
off air. Yeah.
Privately, yes.
The one time I was
privately
on Oprah's show, it was a bizarre experience.
Yeah, it was a bizarre experience.
But she's off the air, and all of us are on the air now, so that's good. No, we were talking about the idea of giving selflessly. Yeah. And Danny, we were talking about this. I was talking about this in earlier conversations this week with some other people, but the idea of giving to orphans, we've been talking about Do Good Christmas.
Right.
And I talk about this constantly. You promote it on your show, but we're trying to feed like an additional 3,000 more orphans before the end of the next year. And and people are like, well, how do you feed 3,000 kids for a whole year? Can you imagine what the grocery bill would be? Well, if you did it in America the way most people buy groceries, it would be obscene.
We should talk about that.
But Food for Orphans and King's Ransom are partners in these. Their expertise is in feeding orphans. And the idea that they can give this recipe that helps feed the child but helps them heal and so forth is what... like is really exciting about all this. But we talked about this idea that you don't even have to be a person of faith.
Nope.
If you start looking outward, away from yourself, getting your eyes off of your own needs, that is actually what we call a spiritual law that allows you to then do better personally. Explain how it works.
Yep. The reality is that regardless of what your faith is, I mean, all you have to do is look at the millionaires and billionaires around the world. They have a variety of different faith or lack thereof. There's atheists that are millionaires and billionaires. There's all kinds. All different kinds. I'll just say that. There's all different kinds.
Every stripe and color.
The reality is that every single one of them are living it out according to God's financial principles, but they don't know that they are. And unless you've read the Bible cover to cover, and unless you've done the extensive study on finances that I have throughout the Bible, I've read it 9 times. 1,500 scriptures are in the Bible about money.
Right.
Okay? And the only ones we ever hear the church talk about is giving. That's the only one the church talks about. But there's many more than that. And people get pounded with this giving thing, give to the church, give to the church, give to the church. They don't understand really what the concept is all about.
Right.
And so a lot of people get hardened about the giving thing.
Right.
And not to mention that, but people also have a very warped understanding of what it takes to be financially responsible. I'm sure that those who are right now are saying, I'd love to help orphans, but I don't have the money. But are you going to Starbucks every day? Then you have the stinking money.
Well, hold on one second. Kevin from Fairbanks, let's bring you back into the conversation because you told the screener.
I was listening, and yes, you're all on point with this.
Okay. What's your issue with wanting to help orphans but not being able to?
Well, exactly. Okay, so what happened is I was going to become quite successful at my little endeavor, so I wanted to help people that needed help, and it was happened to be a bunch of orphans. They all try and take this position of moms and dads with each other, and it's just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'm going to try and teach these people how to help themselves by going and helping wealthier people that have something that they could benefit with and do something for them and get something from them. So they couldn't even grasp the concept because they didn't even have a dollar to their name to even adventure this. So I had to help them engineer a way, and that's where I devised and invented Charity Wheels Incorporated. So basically what happened was is the wonderful, wonderful donors of Fairbanks, Alaska, started donating these cars, and I started giving them to these people that were waiting on the list. Immediately, they started getting jobs and being successful, and they were no longer needy. And I was like, oh, this is working. So I kept going, and for the last 2 years, almost 3 years now, we've just enjoyed this program as a community. And then the government comes in and says, well, we need money for our deficit, so you're not going to make us any money. You're actually going to give people credits that give us less money, so you're not important.
So did they revoke your charity status, Kevin? Is that what the problem was?
What's that now?
Did they revoke your nonprofit status?
No, they're trying to prevent me from being 501c3 recognized.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay, right. Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got to take a break.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse.
Jones is late.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Is.com.
McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
And the gals here, who are even more fabulous than we are, if you even fathom something like that, I mean, I just can't fathom anything better than Baldwin McCullough. As I get
Boy, do you aim low.
I was just going to say, as I move into my humility in the Christmas season here.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
But go ahead, Kevo.
I just want to let people know, did you know there's an economic bomb about to go off? Some people call it the fiscal
interesting
cliff.
Interesting segue. Go ahead, Kev.
Some people call it the fiscal cliff. Some people call it the ruination of everything we know society to be.
No, but anyway, this is serious. Go ahead.
If you're not ready, you need to be. A financial volcano is coming after your 401k, IRA, retirement plan. All the PIGS countries, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, they own so much debt of ours.
Yep.
China, Japan, any of them decide to just cash in a little bit of what we owe them, we're in big trouble. So your retirement investments are likely locked up with them. You don't even know how that works, but they are. So where would you go? Who would you turn to? Who would you call to try to find out if, for, number one, you were protected, and number two, if you were ready for such a thing to happen? And trust me, at the rate our politicians are going, January 2nd, you're going to be wishing you made this call tonight. 866-211-8986. Kirk Elliott, trusted name in our household. He's America's financial doctor. Literally, he's got a PhD, take that, in world currencies and economics. Kirk has produced a compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary called The Fuse is Lit. And he's so concerned about your finances, he wants you to have a free copy. 866-211-8986 or text FUSE, F-U-S-E, FUSE, F-U-S-E. Don't spell it the way Stephen does. It's not F-E-W-S. No, no, no. It's F-U-S-E to 33938 on Baldwin
just
McCullough.
Feel the love in the studio.
Yeah. I think we need to have a lesson from my book, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the chapter on honor and people skills. What do you think, Hannah?
I think we need to schedule an intervention.
Have you ever actually... I see. Sometimes Stephen has other people tweet for him, and sometimes he tweets for himself because he's a celebrity. He has people that do that for him.
He's tweeting right now on his own.
But you can always tell when it's Stephen tweeting for himself and someone
else.
Typos.
And here's the problem. First of all, I don't call it tweeting. I call it like twitting. Like, I just say it wrong, and you know,
swatted.
You're so cute, so it's all right. Yeah. You can get away with just about anything.
Moving right along.
Hannah, you just got in trouble.
No, we're good.
888-340-3373. What were we talking about?
We're talking about you believe in family. Kevin, take it away.
Yeah. I'm so breathtaken by that. Well, I guess one of the things I'd like to ask all three of you, because, Stephen, I think some people have heard some news about your life this week.
Oh,
they've seen some headlines and
so
forth.
Sure.
Danny, people know, if they know you, what to kind of, what they're probably going to get to the answer to this question. And, Hannah, I'd like to hear from you as well. But from all three of you, 2012 is ending in kind of a weird place.
Yep.
I don't think anybody that I know thought we would reelect the current government.
No.
Because of that, things that I had hoped would be going in a different direction are now going where they were, but faster than they were before. We were reading about the charity and the need and the stuff that people are doing and not doing. What's one or two things we can do in our own world? We're producers of life-changing moments, after all. We're extreme media.
Yep.
What's one or two things we can do to impact the outcome of our country to be something different in 2013 than it's ending in 2012. Stephen, I'll start with you and give us a little update on your situation, because there's been a ton of people that have written, want to know if everything's okay. And then give me your one or two thoughts, and then we'll go right down the line.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks to Don Lemon on CNN. I did a great interview with him tonight, and he was, I want to commend him on just giving me just a fair and balanced
airing throughout the weekend on CNN.
Yeah, platform just to do that. My big brother Alec had a great interview a couple nights ago with Piers Morgan and said some of the same. Here's the thing. I take full responsibility now because I'm not the guy I used to be, but was an actor 25 years. You know, you let other people do things for you. You're not paying attention, this, that, the other. Hey, look, I'm 46 years old. I've been very successful. And here's what I've been telling a lot of people around me in the last 3 years. I made a lot of money and had a lot of success. I wasn't even trying.
Right.
Now I'm excited because I'm going to clean up the character defects and the personality traits that weren't correct of my past so I can know that I got to take full responsibility for all my stuff and my actions and paying my taxes and not just completely rely on other
right.
people.
Right.
And I don't say that as an excuse. But a lot of people know I had a very high-profile, publicized bankruptcy, this and that. There was a problem in there with an accountant who didn't file some stuff correctly.
And that's all it takes.
And now the state of New York is upset, and we are currently through through a very good lawyer who knows what he's doing, who's walking me through this process. We are dealing with the New York State tax reality and that tax authority and the district attorney of Rockland County, and we are saying to them, we're here, let's move on, let's fix it. I made a very significant down payment of what I owe of $100,000 just the other day to start the process and, you know, to take the responsibility.
Awesome.
And I'm believing very strongly that I can get this behind me and move forward.
So
with all the success that you and I have coming, Kevin, we're going to get past this, and we're going
to
just
do
the right thing.
If you were to say for 2013, key to success, own your stuff.
Yep.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one to throw out.
Yeah, take personal responsibility.
Yeah, own your stuff.
Absolutely.
Danny Johnson.
And last one, very important quickly, is when you have a problem, when you get that bill, when you have situations that are problems, don't let them fester. Deal with it.
That's right.
Good.
Deal with it.
Small tumors get bigger because you don't diagnose and operate. Yeah. How much time, engineer?
Smart.
We're working on it. Okay. Danny, go ahead and get started. If I have to cut you off, we may have to take that last break. But one or two things you would say for 2013 to be successful, we got to do what?
We got to take a break.
For 30 seconds.
Well, I would echo what he said, is taking personal responsibility, but also pick three areas where you've got weaknesses that have continued to trip you year after year after year.
There's a reason you're stubbing your toe.
Exactly.
On the same thing each time.
Find it and increase your skill set so that no longer is tripping you.
Final segment with Baldwin McCullough, Keeley and Johnson coming up next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulin.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's 55 past the hour. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Hello. We're glad you're with us. My name is Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We've also had Danny Johnson and Hannah Keeley with us tonight. And don't know what your schedule is for tomorrow, but if you're a person of faith, spend some time with the God who made you.
Yes.
Because it's a good investment of your efforts, especially at this time of year. Just a little encouragement for you there. Danny, before we went to the last break, you were in the process of giving us your 1-2-3s for 2013. Mm-hmm. What else would you add to that list?
What I would add to that is that you really identify the things that are in your life that must change and quit waiting for them to change. Like, for example, your personal debt. So many people just try to hide from it. They want to slip it under the rug. They want the debt fairy to come and sprinkle some pixie dust on it. The reality is what it is. It's not going away until you learn how to annihilate it and get it done quickly. Turn it into a game. Make it fun. Get the strategies that are necessary to do that. Rather than still failing in your job or rather than still failing and not getting a job, yeah, get the skills you need to, yeah, be able to improve your life. Quit waiting for things to happen. Start becoming the person that must make the things to happen.
Hannah Keeley, your specialty is moms and the family scene. For 2013, budgets are going to be less because earnings are going to be down. A lot of reinvention and innovation is going to have to take place for the household managers. What are some things you're going to be telling people about focusing on 2013?
I'll tell you, I run across moms, and always they have really big ideas. Everyone's got big ideas, and they want a lot of things to change in their lives. But nothing is going to change. Back to what you said, Stephen, personal responsibility, yep, is if it's going to happen anywhere in your life, if it's going to happen in your career or you're going to get to those goals you want to reach, it's got to start in the home. It starts with how you spend your money when you go to the grocery store. Yep. It starts with how you treat your husband, yep, how you respect him and honor him. Yep. It starts with how you raise up your children with integrity. If it doesn't start in the home, it is not going to happen in any other area of your life. So quit trying to run in different directions and start narrow down and focus what is in my authority right now. What do I need to master now to get where I want to be later?
Yep.
And that's it, and it comes down to what you said, Danny, is take responsibility for your money.
Yep.
Take responsibility for every single dollar. Don't wish you had $100,000 until you know how to manage 10.
That's right.
And it starts with the little things.
Yep.
When you're successful with the little things, you will be given much. It's proven over and over. Another one of those laws.
Yeah. Amen.
That's Hannah Keeley, U2 Television Tuesday nights. Danny Johnson from this studio tomorrow night live for Danny Johnson the radio and Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. If I was going to say one thing for 2013, it would be kind of what I talk about all the time. Feed your mind on truth. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can fill your heart and life with, but the way you think is going to shape what you believe. Your beliefs are going to shape your behaviors or your actions, and your actions are going to ultimately lead to your impact. Think, believe, act, impact. It's a law that is unbreakable. And if you think crummy, you're going to leave a crummy lasting impact. If you think on truth, you will leave a legacy of truth.
Yes.
And so we need clearer thinking to create better belief, to create better behavior.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Brother.